beginning, like 1 year ago, it was not really suited for the task. But I'm working a lot in the GStreamer community, so I see that this is being taken care of. So for instance, here I have a CVS snapshot of GStreamer running, and this recently got an addition of handling live sources. So before that, if you do something like you take ISA source and ISA sync, you were hearing nothing because it was not handling live streams and it was considering all the inputs to be late arriving on the sync and dropping them. So this has been added recently to support this. GStreamer has a quality of service, so it timestamps all data packets and synchronizes them. So audio video is always in sync. And if you process video and audio, then it would always make sure that the audio is continuous and rather drop video if needed. So this is done quite nicely in GStreamer and it also works really good. And the only thing was that for this live, for a non-live thing, if you just play a file, it can do this much easier. But for live, for real-time stuff, it's a bit more difficult. But this is now shaping up quite nicely. And with this quality of service, we can even dynamically adjust latency so that you don't get any X runs. So if the things notice that the upstream elements that there's maybe some new stuff kicking in and it's taking too much CPU, it can increase the latency in order to avoid dropouts and this stuff. So I think it's getting quite nice framework to do that. And one kind of vision we have is in the future we also want to process video in the same way you do the audio parts here. So as GStreamer's audio video framework inherently, you can also, like you have the wavetable, you can have a clip table and have some video clips there and pictures, and then in sync with the music, you can say, okay, and this part of the music, you play this picture and move in this video clip and fade it out. And so you can process the video actually in the same way, and then you have an audiovisual presentation. So that is the idea, but okay, then for that I need to fork off 3 more copies of myself to do it, so it will take time.
Just to have a number, how much latency is there? Is it like how much to how many milliseconds do you set it?
Right now, if you use ISA, you can go down to 20 milliseconds, and that is the best you can get right now. And we have some ideas how to get even a bit more, but that needs some changes in GStreamer also. And I haven't tried. Paul Davis recently helped us a lot to get JackSync working on GStreamer, JackSync and sources, and I don't know if you get better latency if you use them. I haven't tried it yet, so that's also quite recent work. But it seems that I'm really happy that there's some cooperation now on this level, because right now there was really this side by side, and I think there's some demand for video also on the Jack side, and maybe it's a good way to get these frameworks somehow to work together on this. I think 20 milliseconds is not bad for most of the stuff, and so that's probably already good enough for many things, but yeah, there's always a challenge to make it. Yeah.
Any more questions? Not IRC maybe?
No.
Too early.
Okay, I hope you can set us up with the Wayland relays from the conference, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
You find the time to demonstrate it, maybe in the Lichthof.
Yeah, alternatives also. I can probably make a screencast of that and then somehow send it in later and relink it with the slides. For that. Probably most of you don't have the nice device to try it out yourself. So.
No.
Yeah, and if you later have any questions, feel free to grab me. Okay, thanks a lot.
So in 15 minutes, we go to the next talk, which is Blue, a music composition and environment for sea sound by Steve. Thank you.
come back.